Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
be included. Anybody wanna be included? I wanna be in the number, Jesus.
Oh, exalted worshiper, Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Time, like he just grabs us in his hands. Oh, help me. Have you ever been in God's arms? Have you ever been in God? Oh, I'm gonna go somewhere in a minute, but let me pray a little bit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come so humble to you, Lord. We come with our hearts lifted up to you, and most of us, our head bowed down for humility, Lord. We ask you, Father God, as we come on this plan today, though knowing that your plan, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to increase in us your love and your spirit, Lord, as we transition into your word, Lord. We ask you to come in, Father God, with the Holy Spirit to touch us, Lord. Even though we say often this is a Friday for us, Lord, some of us, it might be the last time we pick up the Bible, but Lord, we ask you to increase in their life to pick it up daily, Lord, not just on with trial daily, Lord. Lord, in season, out of season, Lord. Just trust us today, Lord, that we be more fruitful, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would grant us to be ever in your presence, Lord. Lord, sometimes we take it for granted for you even being in the midst. Lord, since you're here, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for all our sin, known and unknown. Lord, if you move graciously in our lives, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to speak, Lord, and so we can hear your voice, Lord. We find out, Lord, when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So as we decrease, Lord, we ask you to increase, Lord. Lord, move in our life, Lord, that we be a better person for you, Lord, children of God, Lord. Touch us, Lord, to make up what we do right or wrong, that you are in the midst, Lord. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us strength as we keep pushing, Lord. We don't make no excuse, Lord. We just come to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because it could have been us, Lord, sleeping in our grave, Lord, but you allowed us to roll over just a little longer. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for your understanding, Lord, that we need you, Lord, and we thank you at this hour. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank God for this Holy Spirit. I thank him for how he's been keeping us often. And sometimes that we look at life, man, we don't. Sometimes we just don't know. Like I told you, we had a good friend. They gonna lay him down today, you know. Real good friend, real good friend, real good friend, you know. And God is good, you know. I'm just thinking about the things how death is gonna come, you know. And a lot of us gonna be thinking we prepared. And I pray for that we do, man. Pray for that we get this thing we call life right. You know, we want to get in there and we want to serve him. There are some struggles around here just trying to call ourselves church. People, a lot of people say it's hard. I can't believe. This thing's got me twisted up right here. How can I straighten it out? What can I do to straighten it out? Because I'm having some problems with life. You know what I'm talking about? And we're here to try to coach. We're here to try to show you the best ability that God give us, and heaven is the right way to go. I don't care what nobody say. They can fix it all they want to. Heaven is going to be, it's going to come a day that every man going to see that Jesus is Lord. It's going to come a day that every man, child, and creature is going to get on their knees and say, he's Lord. It's going to come a time that you can't even resist it, because there's going to be so much power of his Holy Spirit. He's going to reign this place. And I'm going to tell you something. Right now, you got a good time to get on board and trust him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do you feel like trusting in the Lord? I'm talking about trusting him. Not in me, but the Lord, because he deserves our praise. I was thinking about, you know, my brother, you know, they're laying them down, you know. And I want to just shift gears a little bit, and I won't hold you too long, because I understand we have things we have to do. Just a little bit. I'm going to switch over, because I was thinking about my brother, and I'm gonna switch over here to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you know. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you know. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42. And it reads as follows. So also the resurrection of the dead, it is sown in corruption, and it should rise in corruption. It is sown in dishonor, and it should rise in glory. It is sown in weakness, and it is raising in power. It is sown in a natural body, and it will rise in the spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Help me, Holy Spirit. I was looking at the text. I was seeing how God was speaking through Paul to the Corinthians. He had a question: with this body we have, would it go to heaven? You know, some of us fixing it up right now. We fixed it up. Well, we got it looking good. You know, Ebony Best, if you've been around just a little short time, Jet, you know, you got your whole page of Jet. You can get your bathing suit. You can do all these things. You look good in this old mortal body. But let me give you something here. That body, you're fixing up so good. Yes, sir. You're going to be able to take that to heaven with you. So what you need to be doing is trying to get that spiritual man right so you can be able to be in his presence. Because I believe what the book said, that this earthly vessel, well, it's gonna deteriorate, and it's doing it daily. Keep waking up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Keep waking up. Keep going in and out. You can't. Sometimes you be going to work and you forgot your glasses. You get all turn all the way back around, and you know, they're on the top of your forehead. You know, sometimes you do a thing. You go in the room and figure out you're gonna get some, and find out that you forgot. You know what I'm talking about? Then you get back out the room and go down the corner a little bit and say, oh, man, remember I forgot this. Time is getting ever so close. Somebody said that, you know, that's a sign of dimension and all that. But I'm going to tell you something. God is allowing us to see something, and we need to get in the hurry. Maybe we might not be here when the rapture comes. We might not. But boy, when he comes, the Bible is plain that he's coming back for a church. Well, a spot of blame. Somebody said, oh, that's impossible. Let me tell you something. What happened is that we hook on words. But if you believe in God, he look at us through Jesus, my brothers and sisters. That's what he looked at us through. He looked at us through Jesus. He's not looking through Eric. He's not looking through my brothers and sisters. By name, you can call your own name. He's looking at us through the blood of Jesus, and none of us can stand on our feet and say, we so good. Matter of fact, he said, nobody good but God. He told them, one man, don't tell them he good. No, but one man good, that's God. And I looked at that body, man, that natural body that we have. We love to fix it up. We love to go run and jump and high. But let me tell you something, that old body going to deteriorate. It's gonna stop doing what it's doing. The older you get, maybe sometime when the young folks, you got some older folks move better than some younger folks. You know, that earthly body. But I want to tell you this morning about this spiritual body that you need to be getting prepared for. Because he's coming. I don't care what the condition you is right today. He's coming. And he's coming out for us. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. We're not going to be exempt of how good we are, how bad we are. He's going to take us all. All help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us think you're going to live forever. But boy, let me tell you something. The ever you're going to live in, you better be in eternal life with him. Because he wants us all beside him. I hope y'all hear me. Because yesterday, Brother Nutty had to tell me I was on mute. I'm looking for a button. Let me look again. Make sure I ain't on no mute. Testing. Let me know I'm out there. Y'all listen. Come on, hit me up.
You ain't on mute there, brother. Good morning to you.
Okay.
We hear you.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. I just want to shit, man. I won't go that wrong, that long spiel. Nobody, you know. Thank you, brother, man. Thank you. Okay. Let me get back in here. And then back up to verse 44. He said, it is sown a natural man, a natural body. It is raised up as a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And look what it said. It is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. And the last, look what it said, look, the last Adam was made as a quickened spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we know Adam, because we know a long time ago, we were made back to Genesis, how God formed Adam. He formed him out of the dirt. Help me, Holy Spirit. He looked down on the dirt. We call it the dust, if you don't mind. Because he says right here, and the Lord God formed a man out of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostril and breath of life, a man became a living soul. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you, that's on Genesis chapter 2, verses 7. God took man out of the dust and made a man. Because he said, he talking to Jesus one day, and he said, let us make man in our image, our same image. Make him just like us. That's what he wanted to do. And he said he went down there and went on his knees and got a little dust and breathed in his nostrils. That make you understand what I'm saying? He made man out of dirt. And did you know that's what this body going back to the dirt. Help me, Holy Spirit. The spiritual man, like you said, it's going to leave the natural body. And then when he leaves that natural body, it stays in it. So you can go back right now and see the corpse there, you know. But the spirit have left. That's why when Jesus speak a lot, he said they just sleep. They're asleep. That's all they're sleeping. And some people don't understand him. He said, well, they're dead, you know. But that's how he speak, because he know we are in rest right now until he comes. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you land there, if you decide to move you out of this body, but he wants to know that first Adam was a natural man, but the man of the second Adam, that's Jesus. He was a spiritual man. He was born through Mary. You know, God sent an angel, and then people still struggle with that. You know, you got some people struggle with an angel, a spirit came down. God told them people that what was going to happen in their life. Elizabeth, he told about John, and he told Mary, he told Zachariah, and he told Joseph. You know, he straightened the people out because it was going to be a lioness right there. John was going to be the front runner, telling about a man going to come who was not worthy to be able to unlatch his shoe. But Jesus came. He came 6 months after John. And John had already painted the scene. He already painted the scene that he was going to be the one connect us back to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's going to be the one that John said, I baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the fire and the spirit. But I don't know about you. If you ever been on this journey with the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. If you ever been on this journey with the Lord just a little time, the Holy Spirit is going to touch you. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it ain't going to be also just because of touch. Like you see most people speaking in tongues, and that's a gift. It ain't going to be that you run off all over the church. And that's when God really put it in his feet. You ain't going to just see always in the hands clapping. Man, you're going to see a conviction when that Holy Spirit comes up on you, tell you, say, Eric, don't do that. Eric, you know, you've been around, somebody called it a conscious, but I call it a God conscious, if you ask me. It'll tell you when you're doing right or wrong. Some of us, we did so bad yesterday, we need to go back and repent. We ain't repent yet. Because Jesus, he connected us back to the Father, because he's that second Adam. That's why they were saying that what he did, he quickened us, he gonna quicken us in our spirit. Somebody said, well, then he's going to make us alive. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what it said. And I bet that this was the first, which is the spiritual, but that which is natural is afterward, is which is spiritual. For the first man is of the earth, and earthly, and the second man is of the Lord from heaven. As it is earthly, such as they also that are earthly, look what he said now, and as it is in heavenly, such are they also heaven they are heavenly. And as we have horn the image of the earthly, we shall, oh, I love this part, we'll back up and give you something, also bear the image of the heaven. Now, this I say to the brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does the corruption put on incorruption. I'm going to back up, y'all. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Look, we said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead be raised incorruptible, and then shall put on, and it shall be changed. But the corruption must put on incorruption. Look what it said, and the mortal must put on immortality. Oh, I love this. So when So when this corruptible should have put on the incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then shall it be brought to pass to say that it is written, the dead is swallowed up in victory. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's going to be a process, my brothers and sisters. That's going to be a process in this chain of going from the natural man to the spiritual man. Oh, help me, Spirit. When we leave this body, Jesus is preparing us right now for a place that you and I and all of us be able to get in. Because he said it's many mansions there. So you ain't got to worry about if you ain't got no mansion. Everybody's going to be in the room. So I like this part like this here because he said, when he said it is written, that means you can look it in the book and find it. You can go and research it because you've been taught that Jesus' second death, when he comes back, it's going to be a second death. And when he comes, he's coming back for us, preface that you'd already made the choice that you're gonna make it in, but you're not gonna make it in this natural body. See, that's corruptible. It deteriorates. It, like I said earlier, you don't run like you used to if you fall at 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. You don't run like you used to. Your speech is a little different. Your eyes are a little different. Your way of thinking is a little different as you get older and older. You deteriorate. So that body, it decays. Now watch the spiritual man. The spiritual man you get, it would never, ever turn. It'll be the same day God pull you out that body. It's going to be the same day. It will be 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, because it's going to live forever. Help me, Holy Spirit. But the other man, it's going to deteriorate. And then some of us know it's doing it right now. But I love how Jesus said, he said, this is what I've been telling a lot of folks, they think I'm crazy. There's nothing wrong with death. Only time death is bad when you don't have that relationship when you leave this body. But when you have that relationship, you can do that last part of that number 53. When he said, let me back up and read it, 54. Let me go and read 53. He said, for this corruption must put on incorruption. That corruption is that you put on that spiritual man never tarnished, never decay. And he's talking about, look what he said, and this mortal must put on immortality. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when the corruptible should have put on the incorruption, then here we go, y'all, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall we be brought to pass. Now here we go. And saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. I love that. Every time I read that, it sits up on me because I know death is not the problem. The problem is when you don't know, when you ain't made that choice. When you made that choice and saying that he's your Lord, your life. Now since you made that choice, see, you don't have to worry about it. But what worry us, no one don't want to really die. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, I'm talking about dying in the spirit. I'm not talking about dying in the flesh. So once you die in the spirit, you'll start understanding the natural death. It won't be as hard on you when you start getting connected to the divine. You won't be so hard on you. You can accept death a little bit. I don't say I'm the strongest one around. I hurt. I miss my mother. I miss my father. I miss my a lot of my friends, my aunties, and a lot of folks that went on that I know. I miss them. I hurt. But I know for a fact, if they had a walk with the Lord, if they had a relationship with the Lord, soon, and very soon, we'll be able to see each other again. I do want to see them, my brothers and sisters. Because I know the death he did, he swallowed it up on Calvary. We're going to go in a minute. I'm going to get in there, y'all. But what I love about this here, that how he made it so practical, so easy. He didn't come on. You know, you got some people, they're small, they can teach, and they can make it sound so good to you, and then make themselves sound look good to you. But we want to tell you something. We want you to understand that the way to Christ is that you have to deny yourself. And once you deny yourself, you'll start looking at his crucifixion a little better. You'll start looking at you cannot do it without him. So since you can't do nothing, you need to learn about him. And learning about him causes you to see everything a little different than most. Why I'm saying that, like I'm trying to talk so hard on this death, because I've seen people dying a lot here lately. I'm seeing the people, is really, death is right at their door right today. They don't even know they're going to wake up tomorrow. That's how close death is. But I want to tell you why I'm right there. God is still right there if you believe in him, if you trust in him. But I love how he said death is swallowed up. But he said it's written. Death is swallowed up in victory. Some of us, the Bible said we should praise him when they leave and cry when they come in. We do the opposite way. We praise him when the little babies come in and cry when they leave. The victory has been done. He put the victory before all of us when he went to Calvary. Look what he said right here. O death, where is thou sting? O grave, where is thou victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look, he said, but thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, where we go, y'all, my beloved, steadfast, unremovable, always bound in works of the Lord. I like this part. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. When I hear these things, when I hear that, I've read it many times, and I start looking about what he done for me and how he took that death, and he took that death on Calvary, so you and us don't have to worry about that no more. It can't hold us down no more. We have access to the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. We have so much access to the Lord that, you know what? He's willing right now to set you right where you are. You don't have to try to fix yourself up. A lot of folks do. You don't have to try to hold yourself to something. Because when Jesus did this, I'm almost through, y'all. When Jesus did this, that he did it for us all. Now, look at how he did this here. When he was in the grave, if y'all mind, people, you ever heard that? I wish I had somebody, but never talk to myself. You ever had somebody to ask you the question because they heard it, that Jesus went to hell and preached? You ever heard about that? I'll ask it to myself. Yeah, I heard about it. And since you heard about it, have you ever read it? Somebody ever told you where it was at? Because that just don't sound right. But Jesus went to hell and preached. Let's go somewhere and find where he did this at. Because I want you to know why this transition was going on from him taking the sting. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But he was removing that sting from us. He gave us that victory from the grave and the sting from death from us that we shouldn't even worry about it. He said, because death is sin. He has no more strength. Only strength he has is in the law. So I love the Lord. Oh, yes. I love him because I know he heard me, and he heard me in my time of need. You ever been there? He heard me in my time of need. So I call to tell you that God is able. God has a way of having his way over our life. Have you ever been there? Now watch this here. Watch this, how he did this here. I'm over here in Peter because I want you to follow me because I don't want to just be saying something like folks be throwing phrases and cliches out. Look at here, First Peter, chapter 3. I want your mind to wonder with me a little bit, if you don't mind. So Jesus did something, and he did it for all of us. And I'm telling you, I'm so glad he did it because we need him. We need him real closer and closer we can get to him. Right now it's good because it's getting real sharp, brothers and sisters. I'm not saying this in redundant. I meant this. It is getting real sharp. The people think they're going to live. You're going to live a little long. We call it long, right? But with God, one day is 1,000 years, my brothers and sisters. Even when you try to brag about yourself, you still ain't live long enough. You know, there's some people, it was a time he let live over 900-something years. He don't let me live like that no more. There's a reason why, because man's sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Man sinned. Did somebody fall off? Man sinned. And God, look what he did. He came on in. I want to back up and read something with you. I'm trying to give you enough time. I want everybody to look at this. I really want you to look at it. I really want you to look at it with me. Can you look at it with me? I'm going to start at, I'm trying to get to the meat of it. I'm going to start in, I'm going to back up a little bit. Let's back up a little. Let's start in verse 16. He said, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as the evildoer, they may be ashamed. Oh, look at this in there. That they falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. You ever been there, Reverend? You ever been there, sister, brother? You've been accused of doing good, and they're trying to turn your good and turn it to evil. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And I love this poem, Reverend, because God is in the midst of it. You know what I'm talking about? When I look at this here, then when you try to do good, evil is always in the present. I'm going somewhere, y'all. For it's better if the will of God be so, that you suffer for the well-doing, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, than from the evil-doing. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, people talk about us so bad that you never did no wrong, huh? No, that was a lie. I did some wrong in my life. But let me tell you, since God has changed my life, I try to discipline myself. You might not understand what I'm saying. I try to discipline myself to be obedient to his word. You know what I'm talking about? I try to get my spiritual mind more over to my natural mind. See, my natural mind has to try to have, he wants to take over sometime, Reverend. You know, he wants to get in and tell me, you need to do it like this. You need to do it like that.
Yeah.
So my natural mind, sometimes it do take over some of us because we don't stay in the word. We don't stay connected to God. When we stay connected to God, that soon as you hear something, soon as you feel something is not of God, you stop yourself. It's been a time I wanted to say something, and I said, no, I better not say that. No, I better not do that. No, I better not do that. Yeah, but I'm not saying it's been a time I said it. But what's the difference between someone is practicing sin and somebody stumbling? It's a totally different thing. Because when you stumble, you know how to get back up and repent. But when you practice it, you just keep doing it. It don't bother you. You can cuss somebody out. It ain't never it don't even faze you. Right, sometimes we pray so close to blaspheming the Holy Ghost. It don't faze people how they want to do some things in life. Somebody said, why you pick them certain sins? I'm going to tell you, when you broke one, you broke them out. The Bible said, a liar cannot tarry in my sight. He said, a liar is like a more like a murderer to him. You know what I'm talking about? Because he put him in the same class. Now, why I stay there for men? Because I want you to know, I don't care what you do, you're not going to make everybody happy. You're going to find somebody, going to find something against you. But you got to keep on pushing. Look what it says here. But Christ also, once suffered for sin. I like this part. The just for the unjust. That he might bring us to God. That's all it's about, Doc. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. We still on the text, y'all. We still in the text. You see what he's talking about right here? He said right here, he said, for Christ, not Eric, not Reverend Henry, not Paul, not Matthews, not Mark, not Luke, not John. Man, that might not be your character. Not even Willie. Not even Sister Martha. Ain't Martha. Not even Brother Nathan. Not even Brother D, not even Brother Mike, you know, not even Brother Wayne. Can I get another name out there? Not even none of that. It was Christ
who
went before us. And when he went there, he knew all of us going to be doing what we doing in our life. He knew right today, some of the ages, all the stuff you did. I ain't never been no jail. Yeah, you have. You've been locked up in sin a long time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had to get you out of sin. Yeah, that's jail. You was in bondage or something. Hey, let me get over this thing. Because I got to get you in the prison. Let me take you to prison
for a minute.
You've been in prison. You finna go to prison for a minute. I kind of like that statement again. For Christ has once suffered for sin, that the just, let me say it, for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the spirit. I'm out to hear you. I know I got to do some things, but I want to punt there a little bit. Because my brother, man, had passed on. A real good friend of mine, you know. Folks hurt real bad behind. He ain't the only one. I know a lot of people that have passed on, you know. But let me tell you something. Pain hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. He's a good man. Pain hurts. He did this and he did that. He's a good man. Pain hurts. It hurts. The death, it hurts to know that you can't see your loved one no more. You might look at him as a good man. Somebody look at the casket, they can't be talking about Eric. You know, they had to look at the casket, all the good things they were saying about Eric. They said, is that the Eric I know? You know, y'all been to them kind of funerals. Everybody go up there and say good things about it. And the preacher said, well, I don't need to preach no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we already know. That's why we say when we're in the pulpit, we don't use a preacher to the dead, right? Because the Bible said, why seek the living among the dead? Oh, help me.
Among the dead.
Why seek the living among the dead? I'm trying to give you something. Maybe you might not have been there. You might get a call. Somebody said they had somebody pass on. I wish you take these scriptures to them and let them know. The corruptible will put on incorruption. And then when they ask you, what that mean? That means that old body, that body you in, it's gonna come a time that it's gonna go back to the dirt. And it's gonna be corrupted, it's gonna be ate up, the worms gonna eat it up. It's gonna work. But that spiritual man, oh, we got a place to go. It's gonna need to go to heaven.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me. Oh, hell. Oh, it's going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So he said here, the just. And he said, the unjust. He died for them all. You know why? Because all of us going to have to go before. Help me, Holy Spirit. All of us going to have to go before the Lord on our knees. I'm almost through, y'all. On our knees. And watch this here. And we're going to tell him he's Lord. The creatures, the animals, everybody. We're going to have to do this here. But he died for all. Just and unjust. He took that and he died in the flesh, but came spiritual to all of us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Now watch this here. By which also he went and preached. There you go, y'all. Here we go. We in hell now, y'all. Here we go. He said, preach unto the spirit in prison. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get you this. It's in the book, y'all. You can fix it how you want to. He went to hell and preached to the spirit. These are people already died before he came. He went. That's what the Bible says. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Now that's what I'm talking about. He said, which sometimes were what? Disobedient.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to go somewhere. We once were long suffering of the God and waited on this day on Noah. So you know he's talking about the people in the dead. If I could just make it more clear, he's talking about the people in Noah time, man. The people when he washed, when he took the water and he run it for the 40 days and 40 nights, they didn't stop. They ain't never seen this before. You know, they ain't got drainage like they got around here now. They could just, when it rains so much, it don't flood. You know, in this rain, it flooded. And he said, these are the people. I hope y'all can hear me, man. Oh, Lord. I'm still a young man. I don't want to leave my wife, my kids, my grandchildren. But I don't have that choice. I don't know what day it might be. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know at all. But I do know I'm preparing myself. I'm preparing my family. I'm preparing anybody I come around that he is coming back. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how good you are, how bad you are. He is coming back. But let me back up a little bit so you can understand this real closely. He went to hell, by which also he went to the spirit in prison. He said, which sometimes were disobedient, Reverend, when once the long suffering of God waiting in the days of Noah while the ark prepared. We're in few. There is a spirit was saved by water. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people died. There's a lot of people died that time. He went back and spoke to them, giving them an opportunity to choose him that day. Who they want to only G, you got to believe this. Here I go, Reverend. I wasn't trying to do this. You know, you just can't take part of the Bible and believe what you want to believe in, Reverend. You got to take the whole Bible, Reverend, and look what the Bible says here. Can I read this here? I testify unto every man that hear the word of the prophecy of this book. He said, if any man to add unto these things, God should add unto him a plague that he are written in this book. I like this part. He said, but if any man should take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God should take away his part out of the what? The book of life. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in the book, he which testified these things, say, surely I come quickly. Amen. So I'm telling you in Revelation, and with Lonnie, you know, we're not adding to it. That's why I want to take you to the book. We're not adding to it. He really went to hell and preached. He really went in there, help me, Jose. This is what he just gave me, Reverend. He said, that's why when I get questioned, Reverend, why you still talk to them guys? Why you still talk to her? Why you still do the thing? Because I got the love of Christ in me. I love people.
That's it.
I look at people that like this. It's not finished until they after this body. So if God allowed me to get in that spirit with them, and you know when I say get in that spirit, because they got a spirit and they don't want to hear you. If God allowed me to get there to minister to them, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. Now, he might say something to them people don't say nothing to, but I let God tell me that. I let God give it in my heart to tell. I won't move because people don't want me to do it, because when you didn't know, this is what. Yeah, I do. I know, because you still got to have patience for people. None of us overnight. None of us.
Mm-hmm.
We could quote scriptures like it ain't nothing. The devil can do that. You know what I'm talking about? And so many people can sing. The devil can sing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He sung so good, he got lifted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And started wanting to be just like God. And God took him, and the third of the angels fell down with him. So he got some imps running around.
Mm-hmm.
We got some little imps running around here. Oh, man, help me, Holy Spirit. We got some imps running around here. And they're very, very deceptive. Boy, help me, Holy Spirit. They're so deceptive. Reverend, they sound so kind to you sometimes. They sound so good to you sometimes, Reverend. They're easy to persuade you. You know that girl look good. You know that man don't go home to his wife. You know, you can steal that money. You ain't going to miss that money. Man, I was gone. Cheat. That devil is so crafty, man. And some of us think we so up on it. He'll trick the best. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Yes, sir.
He tricks the best. Oh, help me. He don't mind losing, my brothers and sisters. He'll get back in the morning.
That's right.
Try it again. He said, excuse over. Ain't no use to land here long. Let's go do some sinning. Let's go do some. Boy, I got some. It tastes good to you if you ride with me. That devil, bad boy. Brother, I don't have that song. Brother Whitney got that song. He said, don't let the devil ride, because he'll be on the side. Don't do it.
Don't
let the devil ride. Don't do it. Let me get out of here.
Yes, sir. Don't do it.
I hope y'all get somebody this. But let me get out of here. Let me push on a little bit. He said, can I back up? Yeah, I'm just a student of the word. Can I back up a little bit? He said, by which also he went and preached into the spirit in prison, which sometime was disobedient. How many know about this? Was once of long suffering, it said, of God, waiting into the day of Noah, which the ark was prepared. It said, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by the water. That was Noah's family. They were the only ones saved at that time. He allowed his son and his wife and their wives to get on. He allowed the eight spirits to get on. That's what they were talking about. Amen. He said, and like a figure, whereunto, look at it, every baptism do also now save us. Hold on now. You hear what he said? He said, the likeness figure whereunto even baptism do also now save us. Look what he said. Not putting away of the fiddle of the flesh, but the what? The answer of God's conscience towards God, the good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, now, the baptism is a symbol. It symbolized Jesus Christ's death of what he's trying to say. He said, don't pull away what Jesus did. But some people say, baptism can't save you. Well, I just read the book. What did you say, Ralph? Did you read along with me, Ralph?
Mm-hmm.
About myself.
Yes, sir.
I just read the book.
That's right.
He said, baptism do also now save us. But then he said, to pull away of the fiddle of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Who is gone into heaven? Who is gone into heaven? God, one more time. Who?
Mm-hmm.
I look for. Gone unto heaven is what?
On the right hand
of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The angels. The angels now. In the authority and the power being made subjective under him. Help me, Holy Spirit. He did it. He went to hell. He made possible for the ones who were disobedient. He made it possible for the ones who were waiting in long days for him. He made it possible for them to come on. See, now he ain't going to do that again now. Help me, Holy Spirit. The next time he did it, he said what? The dead in Christ will rise. So you got to know him before you go. You got to know the man before you get in there. You know what I'm talking about? You got to know the man before you die. Because if you die in sin, you'll be lifting your eyes up to you. The Bible says she's enlarging herself daily. Hell is enlarging herself daily. And now, why would you want to go to hell? Watch this, Reverend. Y'all don't miss the context of this. What I'm going to say now. Please don't miss this for some of you really listening. What in hell do you want? Help me, Holy Spirit. What in hell do you want? What's in hell do you really want? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, don't you know
if we
don't fix our life right? I don't know the one way to teach it, y'all. Y'all don't have to listen to it, but I don't know what to teach and preach it because I really believe we can't sugarcoat God's word. You know, some of us might not pick the Bible back up to Monday, man. Some of us might not even look at the Bible until Monday after the day. I want to tell you something. You probably better than a lot of Christians go to church. Because we do it Monday through Friday. I'm telling you, there's some people go to church, don't pick their Bible until Sunday. They knock the dust off and pick it back up. Is that right about that? They'll pick it up and sit down. You know what I'm talking about? And they some good shouters, too. They some good singers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they some good deacons. They some good preachers. Oh, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pick it up. You know what I'm talking about? But y'all pick it up. I see a lot of people who are really, really faithful. And you picking this Bible up 5 days, and we getting in that word. We getting in that word. We ain't saying we're the best, but we getting in that word, my brothers and sisters. And getting that word, we showing the meditation of our heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this here. Now all that went on. We said that, and if you ever just want to go back and look at the script, they're there. I don't know where everyone we went to. I do know we went around a little bit. I want to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. Death is not a bad thing.
Amen.
Death is only bad is when you're not in fellowship with God when you leave this earth.
Yes.
When you leave. But when you're in fellowship with the Lord, trust me, from the bottom of my heart, you're going to, I can't say that for you, but I can say it for me. I'm so happy I changed my life. I'm so happy that when I changed my life, he put it in my heart to want to love people and teach people and preach to people I have never seen. Oh, and even people I see, watch this here, it's a struggle there because you can see some of the natural things we do. And then if you don't watch it, my brother, Reverend Henry, if you don't watch it, then it'll get in you. And then you'll start thinking it's common. You'll start thinking it's common.
Right.
But it's not common. God don't want none of us to fail. And God gives us a chance. Somebody said, well, I'm 79 years old. I've been doing this. Hey, man, that don't make it right, though.
Right.
That don't make it right. You know what make it right? What have you done? What have you done? Because
right.
the Bible wants us to be fruitful,
mm-hmm.
too. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't talking about all the bad.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, have you did any good? Have you shown any love? What you do? See, when you, I'm gonna tell you when you know one of the things he just put this in my heart. Real, I'm out of here after this. He put it in my heart that don't you know some of us help me, Holy Spirit, that you can find out who Christ is when you feel the love and they see the love for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the Bible said that you did when man see that you love the brethren, they'll know you my disciple. Don't you
mm-hmm.
want to be guilty of that? Don't you want to be guilty of that?
Amen.
Quit being the one, the butt of the jokes. Quit doing that. What you need to do is to make peace. When you see it finna go crazy, I know we do things in men, I know women probably do it too. When we see things finna go, can I do this for a little bit, go south. I ain't talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, south, you know. But just go south the wrong way. You know what I'm talking about? The believers
mm-hmm.
should be somewhere trying to diffuse all of that, man. Maybe they might not hear you. You know, maybe they might not want to hear it from you. But you did your job. Well, man, that's don't do that, man. It's going to get out of hand, man. It should go the wrong way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you. Well, I'm a man. Yeah, that's what we know that, man. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm telling you. We know
mm-hmm.
that, you know. Let the right pressure get there. You know, we know. Let me leave that alone.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, man. The right pressure get there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I was playing. You know what I'm saying? Well, I
mm-hmm.
tell God all the time. I ask God. I said, Lord, please keep me from fooling. You know what I'm talking about? That's probably why I've been
backing up
for racing a little bit. He made a way that, you know, God allowed me to do some things now that I'm ready, man. You know, I can let that tramway go. Let it go about 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it just don't move me no more, Doc. I don't know. I'm still a young man, though. I'm about to find some way
mm-hmm.
to, you know, get out there and have some pleasure. You know, that's what we call having pleasure, racing them cars, you know. So I'm talking to my race community, Reverend. I'm talking to my race community, you know. We don't want to put it before God, though. Just don't want to put it for God. He just got me on a journey right now. And I love it, too.
Praise
I love his journey. I love it, man. I thank y'all for y'all being the ones that came back to come on. You know,
mm-hmm.
we started late. And when I started left, people wanted to know. They were texting me. They wanted to know. You know, Sister...
Praise the Lord.
Sister Martha gave me about 900 for Texas while ago. Hey, Martha. I get random. I ain't real, he'll text me. I don't be looking at his phone, man. Did you get them? You get them from Martha?
I got one. Our Living Hope.
Let me see. Yeah, I got that
one.
Hey, Reb, I see your text here. Just, hold up, sister. I see your text here. Is that right?
Yes,
I'm reading it right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Okay. We want to lift up. Man, you know, that's what I'll be talking about, man. We just got to keep people reminded in prayer. You know what I'm talking about? Keep us
mm-hmm.
in prayer. You know, and just keep us in prayer. You never know what people are going through. You know what I'm talking about? Just keep us in prayer. Sickness, help. You know.
Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus.
And we found out, Martha, I ain't forgot about you. We found out living for God, you're gonna have some days sometimes that you can't even face. You don't feel like you can face it. You know what I'm talking about? But then you're going to have some days that you can just like nothing going good. This day is my day. But I find out, Reverend, my little short time of living,
mm-hmm.
man, he gonna allow us to do some things in our life that only he can get the glory. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Get that.
Only he can get the glory. Whether on this side or on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He gonna get the glory. Remember, we wanna pray with you, brother. We gonna pray with you, sister.
Praise the Lord.
I got to do this. I just see your little text here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come humble for the throne of grace, Lord. We come lift up our brother to you, Lord. Lord, you know the situation there, Lord. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know you are healer. We know you're a healer, Lord. We've seen you heal, Lord. We know and heard testimony of your healing, Lord. And we know the healing you have done, it was more than Tylenol could do. Lord, we know you made a hole in you, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to cover our brother right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. For all the sicknesses going through his body that went through, Lord, that you made a way, Lord. Lord, strengthen our brother, Lord, that he keep doing your will, Lord. Cover him, Lord, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. I thank you for his fellowship. I thank you for his friendship. I thank you for his love. Lord, I even thank you for his relationship between his kids and my kids and being fellowship with one another. Lord, because I know you join us together, Lord, like it's been a marriage, Lord. So, Lord, I tell you what, Lord, whatever you're doing in life, Lord, I know he knows you, Lord. So all I'm doing, Lord, is interceding with him right now, Lord, because they're knowing that you are a healer, Lord. You are a healer, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you for that you're healing, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if there's anybody on here have doubts, Lord, then they're healing, Lord. We ask you to, Father, move that doubt, Lord. As we intercede with our brother, Lord. Lord, we intercede for them as well, Lord. We ask for a complete healing, Lord. And made whole healing, Lord. Of all people that are going through right now, Lord. We know, Father God, that there's a mountain that we can't climb. But boy, Lord, we know you already done it, Lord. So that's why we put it in your hands, Lord, and in your heart. So thank you, Lord, for our brothers and sisters, Lord, and special blessing for Reverend Henry, Lord. Just bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
please,
Lord.
Father,
we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We pray. Amen.
Nah.
I'm telling you, brother, I just sing you. I don't be looking at this song, man. Y'all pray for me, man. But yeah, bro, I see you, bro. Thank God for the everything that went forward. Hey, Martha, I'm gonna read these. I'm gonna read this. I believe this. If you don't mind, if I can do this here. A lesson in worry. That stuck out to me. Amen. I'm gonna read this. It. A lesson in worry. My brother sent me a text as soon as I seen it. I just wanted to pray. You know, and I know that God knows, you know, he specializes in things like this. That's why I just want to take time out. And your lesson, this was in 2014. I can tell this old book. I'm looking at it. Did you line through something? The title of the lesson said, A Lesson in Worrying. Psalms 3. I'm going to read this one verse you got here. It says, Lord, how they have increased who is troubling me. You been there? There's a plenty of worry that we can't wait. He said, wait us down. He said, but as we release them and unto God, strong hands, he will help us through this trial. Again, there are plenty of worriedness that can weigh us down, but as we release them into God's strong hand, I can imagine when you were going through this, sister, and he will help us through our trials. I know this touched you. I wish you could hit that one button, but I know what's going on. She was going through some things at this time, and God gave us something. This is a media.
Praise the Lord.
He don't put nothing on us that he know we can't bear. But that's it sometimes feel like it has burned us down. But if we put it in his hand, who is trustworthy to hold on to it, you know, and sometimes he'll just hold our hand while we're going through. Oh, I know I'm right about it. He'll hold our hand while we're going through it, my brothers and sisters. A lesson in worry. Hey, when the last time you got a lesson in some things you did in life? You know what I'm talking about? It came by most of the time because we worry. When last time you went through all of that, and then you reached up and you started wearing, and the worries went away. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the worries went away. And when the worries went away, I was looking at it. When the worries look away, I started thinking about, man, it's a great thing to know that we're gonna go through some things. But when you go through it, see, we try to coach you. Is that a good word? Coach. Mm-hmm. We try to coach you. You know, try to look at this thing. Like, we give you a play, and we say if you go by this play and you execute the play, it's gonna happen. You know, it's gonna work. But if you don't execute everything that we give you, you could just miss one little thing in the execution of the making it work. And what's that one little thing, Reverend? Fate.
Yes, sir.
That's fate. That's fate. I'm going somewhere else, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I read that. I know you gave me a lot more. Let me look at something, man. She gave me a whole lot more. That was the end of the story, right? He said, come. He said, come and sit a spell. That's what we do here. We come and sit a spell. You know, so sometime in 30 minutes,
right.
Sometime in an hour, sometime in 2 hours, we come and sit a spell. And in the best gift, I'm trying to look at this. I got my little glass on. And he said, the best gift you can give to others may be your time. Help me, Holy Spirit. But
mm-hmm.
you got to stop there. 2016, my sister was going through something.
Mm-hmm.
My auntie was going through something. And she kept it. What nugget you been keeping? What
mm-hmm.
you been holding on to? Might be a chapter in the book that you can go to every day just to encourage yourself. Some of us, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, we still go get Psalm 91, though. Some of us, we just go get it. We can recite it, but sometimes we just need to go get it and just read what the God benefits and protection he has for us. Help me, Holy Spirit. They come, Reverend,
mm-hmm.
and sit on the paper. Come sit, Spirit. Sometimes
they just
want you just to hear them, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They just want you to hear them.
Okay.
And I know from my heart, and I say this here, God is always there waiting on us, man. He's been waiting on some of us for 40, 60, 70, 80 years. I'm telling you, he's been waiting
mm-hmm.
on us. He wants us to come all the way to him. Quit going halfway with the Lord. Sit with him. A little minister to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to fall asleep when I say this one here. But come, sit a spell. Don't go to sleep, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
All right, now.
I like that. And it says the taking shortcuts. You ever been there, Reverend? Taking shortcuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taking the shortcut. Most things worth doing are difficult. Most things worth doing are difficult. When you're doing these things, you're doing this walk with the cross, there's no shortcut. And I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to read this. Let me get this thing. Jesus made it clear to his Father that there is no shortcut that involves that hard choice of surrendering our lives to him.
Mm-hmm.
He warned our prospective discipline. No one who puts a hand to the plow and look back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's
mm-hmm.
that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe, I don't care how it is. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all the truth. We were real close not having a ministry this morning. Real close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real close. Real close. But God came in right on time. He came in right
Amen.
On time. Yes, sir. We're a little tardy. But he came in right on time. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I'm telling you something. I'm believing in that, that God was touching your heart. I'm not telling you this was done on, when somebody did it on purposely. Things came up, put
mm-hmm.
it that way. But God made a
mm-hmm.
way for us to still
Amen.
Be there. So I say it, I believe with it. You can't take a shortcut to Christ. You can't take a shortcut
Amen.
To God. There's only one way to God, and that's through his Son, Jesus Christ. You can't take a shortcut and try to live this Christian journey. Well, you know, he know my heart. Remember, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He know my heart.
Well,
if you
do
know your heart, do you
Amen.
Really want God to know your heart? Do you really want God
Amen.
To know your heart? Do you really want to know God to know your heart? Yes, I really do. But you better understand this here. God will search you so hard that it'll break you down to have you on your knees, brother. You ain't been there a long time. Have you on your knees. It ain't going to be one of them short prayers either. You're going to have you on your knees with teeth. So I know I should have did nothing. Because some of us know too much. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The way
that
we're doing. Some of us can recite scripture. Some of us can pray. And then when it's time like this, we take a shot. Ain't nobody looking. Ain't nobody hearing me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody come point your seeing that. And I want to tell you something. I thank God for the lessons today. I know we've been here a little while, but I want to thank God for the lesson and thank God for the Holy Spirit, how he reigned today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, if you never know it, if you never hear it again, if you want, I want you to hold on to a scripture because people always play with it. You know, Reverend, and I keep saying how First Peter, remember we talked about First Peter when they went to hell, Jesus went to hell and preached. I want you to know it's in the book.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody fool you. It's in. It is written in the book.
Yeah.
And it ain't no cliche. It's in the book. So when you hear it, for you been home here listening, you know it's in First Peter, right?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 3, right? And you know I went a little bit for history a little bit, but you can start at 19 and 20. That's the kind of stuff I want you to have. In your margin. I want you to hold this other than your margin. You might be witness to somebody who died, and you witness to their family, and they don't have no consolation there. You know, most of it ain't just because they didn't have a relationship with the one God called home. Most of it just don't understand death. They just don't understand death. If God allowed you to minister to them. If he allows you to minister to you, take them to this scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 43, and go all the way down to 58 and minister to them. Ask God to bless you, to show them. Take your time when they read it. You know what I'm talking about? And go over it with, you know what I'm talking about, in the best of your ability, and let them know God truly don't make a mistake.
Well,
me and you talking right today, tomorrow are the same hour we can die.
Yes, right, sir.
We talking.
Right.
And have you had a loved one died? He said, man, I just talked to him, man. I just talked to him yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I just did this yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I just did it, man. You know what I'm talking about? I did it. And he's gone. He's no here no more. Or she gone. You know what I'm talking about? We just don't know, man. We got to quit playing with this time. We got to quit playing with the time. And I'm going to leave you with this one verse, and I'm through, y'all. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unremovable, and all bound in the works of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, if you don't get nothing else, please get that. Put this in your margin. It'll help you later on in life. You might be a witness to somebody. Because that's what I believe God has us here for. Some of them think you just save for yourself and your little family. No, the Bible said we need to be fruitful. I'm going to go back to Mark, and Mark talking about a tree. But Mark talking about a tree, y'all passed by. I mean, we're going to go back to Mark, y'all. But here lady just got us moving a little bit. Y'all just keep us in prayer. But I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this in love. Is nobody told you today. Nobody. Now, I'm talking about, you know, you woke up beside somebody. If nobody told you today that they love you, I mean it from my heart. There's some people, I ain't never seen Brother D. Never seen Sister Aunt Martha. Never seen a few of the people who are on here right now. But I can honestly, earnestly say I love y'all. And I earnestly can say this here with my heart feeling like it is right now, that you keep me in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers. Please keep me in your prayers. God, keep me in my right mind. the devil tries to do some things, but I keep pressing. God allows him to temper me a little bit. I know you, but I keep pressing. I don't just say everything goes in my life. You know what I'm talking about? But I keep pressing. You know, I just keep pressing. And I ask for you to keep pressing. Because we're going to go to a place one day where the wicked cease from prevailing. Weary should be at what? At rest.
At rest.
He took all the hurt away. Why you hurt?
Hurry away.
And he took it away.
All the pain and stuff.
He took it away.
He
He took it away. So I might be talking to Eric right now. Don't let nobody tell you the same. Don't let nobody tell you he made a mistake. You know, God, even them people in Florida right now, they're trying to dig him up. They said they heard a woman hollering, "Help me, help me, help me," and they couldn't get to him. And they couldn't, and they don't hear the voice, but they're steady digging, trying to get to them. Could you imagine somebody still living under all that debris?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, we know a God. You know a God. It might not be nobody. But whatever he does, we're going to accept it. But we know when they heard that life. I don't know how you feel about people, man. I don't even know a lot of people. But the people I do know and don't know. When I heard that statement there, man, I cried in my heart because I knew they were so close to probably believing they could see another day. I don't know if they gave up. I don't know what happened. We don't know because they ain't finished the story. But I do know one thing. I'm not going to be around nobody to pull me down and say death is bad. You're a lie. And the truth ain't in you. Because you don't understand them. You ain't never been taught them.
That's it. You got a relationship with the man. You understand.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sit down a little bit. That's what my sister told me. My sister told me. Sit down and spare. That's what you told me. I wish she, one day she might hit that one, but she got a good strong testimony. Yeah, I heard it. Yes, sir. If it be God's will, if you say, you know, if it be His will, I ain't gonna tell her story. She had to tell her own story, but I was blessed behind here by her story, though. You know, have y'all been blessed hearing somebody else's story?
Amen.
Have you
ever
been truly blessed? I'm trying to get out of here, man. I'm supposed to be gone with this here. I don't know, man. The spirit, I had a real close friend pass on, man. I just heard a few things, man, and I want to speak it to the, if I say this, y'all don't misunderstand what I'm going to say. I want to speak it to the universe. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I want to speak it to anybody that can hear me, can hear. What the book said, if they can hear, let it hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it said.
Yes, sir.
It's the book, right?
Yes,
it's written.
Yes, sir.
So I just want to speak it out there. I don't want nobody to be with us time after time, understand death. Death is not a bad thing. It's not. Only time death is bad when you are not in tune and believing in the death, in the resurrection. Some people, they know the Lord, but they don't believe in the death and the resurrection. So I don't say, how do you know them? That sounds like an oxymoron. You believe in God. I mean, you believe in it, but you don't believe in the death and the resurrection, man. He said you have to believe in it. You have to confess, Reverend. Brother D, you got the fit. Y'all better come on in, man, because
it's beautiful.
You know, they got a little talk show. I ain't been on a long time, man. They got a little talk show up there of North. If that's if I can say it right. They call it Fish Friday. You know, it's Friday. How they go, Brother D? How they go with it, Brother D? You ain't been on that show in a while? Brother D, hit that one button.
It says fish fry Friday. But it's Friday, they're going to fry you.
Yeah. I was just messing with you.
You know what, my brother?
I'm tired of it.
My brother, you telling us some good stuff. I got a lot of background noise. I'm going to try to say this real quick. If we truly knew the Lord, I told you guys before, we'll wish for death. And that's just to let you know that death is truly not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Because if you read your Bible, I sent a song out to my brother, and the song said, "I know the Bible is right, somebody wrong." And if you read your Bible, you know what, you'll find a scripture in the Bible that clearly states to be absent from this body.
What?
Is to be present. With the Lord.
With the Lord.
If you truly believe in that, then you understand what I say. that death is a good thing. Oh, no, man. I'm like Martin Luther King. Now, every man wants to live life longevity. Nobody wants to die.
There you go.
But
that's
if you truly believe
like
in the word of God, then you know you're not dead. You just sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you're
that's
not dead.
I like that.
Because to be absent from this body. And I want to tell my brother, I got all that background, Noah. I sent him a text this morning. I'm like, man, we're not having service this morning. So I want to let him know. In my brother's own words, he told you all some good stuff. We truly have never met. But in my heart, I feel like I've known Reverend Henry and Brother Eric all my life.
Yes, sir.
Because it's truly a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual brotherhood that allows me to say, I love you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Praise yes, sir. God bless you. We love you, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Love you,
and see, there's another thing I want to say.
Yes, sir.
Not only do I believe it, not only do I say it, I believe that. See, when you know the Lord, you believe what your brother say. When Brother Eric said, I love you, brother, I believe that he loved me. I believe that Reverend Henry loved me. And I know they
yes,
got
sir.
To believe
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
See, it goes past this. You got to get out your carnal mind and get in the spiritual side. Once you know the Lord for yourself, you got to know the Lord for yourself. I heard Reverend Eric say the other day, we can leave this show and go over to that morning show, 1,000 over there. And everybody trying to say something. But everybody wants to sit down.
Yes, sir. God, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My brother said it before, and I repeat it for him. There's going to come a day you're going to wish you had not
yes,
sat down. Woo! I'm going to stand on my Rushmore because I believe in just what he said. Ask
Ooh.
For me in my house. I believe in
that. We. Yeah, we.
Yes, sir. Gonna
we.
Serve. We gonna serve.
We.
And that was another thing my brother touched on this morning. My brother stated that when you see a God fearing saint, you should feel love. And I tell you guys all the reason for that because the Bible says what it says. He is. The Bible says he is what? Love. He is love. So if you have him, you got to show love.
You got love.
You got love.
It's impossible.
You can't tell
to have
me
God
you
don't have love. Ain't that right, Doc? It's impossible to say you have God and you don't have love. It don't even add up. You fooling yourself. All this old, these old different little, I just put it like this, people segregating themselves, you know what I'm talking about? And talking about what we supposed to be here, what we supposed to be there. I don't struggle with that, you know what I'm talking about? Because I know the struggle, it was resolved when Jesus on the cross. He said, don't need a Jew or Greek. Don't need a bond or free. I mean, he separated the what? The prejudices. We should never be prejudiced of another race, ethnic. We should never
That's
be
right.
prejudiced if you have God in you. If you say you got God in you and you hate, I don't know why I went there, man. You did that, brother. You say you have God in you and you hate somebody or you we got good now, dislike somebody. That's old wordsmith in there. Don't you know you fooling yourself? Because God is love. And you abide in him, he abide in you. Man, come on, man. You can't make me believe me, Sammy. You abide in God, you hate your brother and your sister.
I'm back, my brothers. I'm having a little problem this morning. Another thing I want to say to my brothers, my brother Eric touched on it. I've said it several times, and I'll say it again. You know, there was a time, and I guess when I was young, so I'm 62 years old, and I done got up that age, the Lord has spared me to see a lot. And I guess it's a wisdom thing. You know, there was a time I feel like I was in all-out trouble when I was having trouble in this thing we call life. But do you know I'm at the point in my life now until I look at it just like the preacher said, the Lord will allow trouble to come upon you just to strengthen you. Now, some may not believe that, but the Lord will allow trouble to come your way. Oh, you said, I know the Lord, the pardon of my sin. Do you know we fast? See, you have to look at things. And my grandfather said, you have to analyze things and put them together. We fast for what? We fast for strength.
Now, how
you get strong without eating? You fasting for strength. This is what the Lord does to man when trouble comes your way. You show the Lord just how much you trust in him.
Come on, God. Come on.
I heard my brother say, I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die.
Yes,
well, you got an opportunity to show him when trouble comes your way if you truly going to trust him. The three Hebrew boys did it, didn't
yes,
they? They said, look here. Okay, we're not going to bow. So he threw him in, didn't he? He said, they were praying, they said, Lord, if you don't, we just know that him able.
Yes, sir.
See, that was trusting in the Lord.
Yeah.
If you don't,
that's faith.
Him able.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's when you are. Bro, he's already preached to us. I didn't come here to talk to you.
God bless
you, man. I want the world to know I'm on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
I was a little upset this morning. I seen like we wasn't going to have a show. I looked at my phone, and it said, we own. I said, man, let me get in here. I may come in late, but I got to get in. There's nothing better than starting your day off by hearing the word of God.
Come on now.
There's just no substitute for it. You can substitute anything you want to. There's no substitute for the word of God.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah.
Never have, my brother. Never will be. But I want to get out of that.
What,
I want to tell you again. I love you. Praying
yes,
for
sir.
You. Brother Henry, I don't know what the problem might be, but my brother know he has my number, and I tell the world, never seen him, but I love you like your blood brother, man, because you truly are blood, but we all are in the blood barrel.
Yes, sir.
If there's anything Brother D can do for you, you know within yourself.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is just call him. Just call away. I can promise
you that.
Call away.
God bless
you.
That's it.
When my brother-in-law passed, I told my brother Eric, I told him the situation. And he said, I said, I'm straight for the money. He said, it's already done. Before I could tell him I'm good, he said, it's already done. Just out of love, he'd already sent it. He'd already sent brother's son. And I'm good. He said, it's already gone, bro. And you can't send it back. See, when you love your brothers, whether you ever seen them or not, man, when you truly love your brother, you'll go to the end with him.
I did something one day, Brother D, that caused me to do things like that. I tried Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I tried Jesus.
He'll turn you around, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll turn you
I tried
around.
Jesus, man.
He'll
Jesus put that in my heart, man. It wasn't nothing I practiced on. I didn't go to school for this. If I went to school, I would have failed a lot of times, bro. If I went to school for helping folks.
Amen.
I never passed the test. You know how some kids have been real, real bad. It's like we on the back line talking, y'all. But we on the front line. It's like, you know how we be. Them kids be real bad. You got to go to school with them. Boy, you're embarrassing me, boy. You got to go up there and talk to the principal. He been bad. You know, boy, I messed up, boy. But when I met you.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. I met Jesus, man.
Oh, he'll change your life.
Hey, Reverend Henry.
He'll change your life.
Hey, Reverend Henry. When I met Jesus, when I saw your text, I wanted to read what Martha sent to, but I read your text. You know what I'm talking about? I got to pray, man.
You're changing.
I know you.
Yes,
and
Lord,
I know you're
changing.
Praying, brother. I know you're praying, brother.
Thank you.
Sometimes I got to tell you, real. It's been 2 hours, real. You've been 2 hours. You still praying, real?
Yes, sir.
You know, I know you're praying, man. You know what I'm talking about? Boy, it ain't nothing like when you got somebody on the phone or somebody beside you believe that God is a healer.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you why I know God's a healer. Y'all messed up again, brother. I'm gonna tell you why I know God's a healer, because I have got in the tune and understand God's word a little better, and been taught that He's a healer on this side. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He's
on
the other side.
Yes, sir.
You know why I say that? Because sometimes the healing
the hidden has to be absent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
sometimes the
yes,
hidden has
that,
to be absent, and we ain't ready for it.
Healer.
That's why it calls us to say, I can't believe you took
that's
my
right.
mama. I can't believe you took
yes,
my dad, because we don't understand
yes,
the absent.
You don't understand it. That's it.
We don't understand it. Let me leave it alone, man.
That's it.
We don't understand the absent.
That's what
good teachers supposed to do. That's what good ministers, pastors, supposed to do. They got to encourage the people. They got to
that's
encourage
it,
the people with these words.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said, with these words. Not your
these
words, but his words.
Right.
Ooh, Lord, we,
that's
I'm
it.
Well, man.
That's just
I'm,
it,
I'm,
my
I'm
brother.
Going
that's
around
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tell you all the time,
purpose,
it can be time to go. It can be time to go, but the Spirit has to say it go. And when the Spirit don't say go, you can't move if you wanted to. You just can't.
That song we sang, brother, I don't know if you down with it, Brother D, where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Yes,
there's
yeah,
I know it. There you go.
Yes,
there you go. I know it's scripture.
Yes,
but
it
but
is.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is. That's why my
that's
heart feels like it does right now. That's why Reverend Terry Hart feel like it does right now. That's why Brother
thank
D. Hart feel like it right now. That's why everybody that's listening to me, sign my book, is right there. You know why? Because we got the Spirit of the Lord. What about this here? If we all come on one accord, come in with one gender, and just lift his name up, and watch how he do something for you. Somebody talking about, but man, I still got hurt. I still got pain. I still got dust. Hey, you worried about the wrong thing. Lift his name up for him and see what happens. Stand back and see the sound.
That's right.
Worried about the wrong thing. You should stand back and
you can
see the salvation.
You could talk that. You got this. You don't know what I got. I just don't publicize my business like that. This is what God says. When I do it. You don't know what I got going on. You know what I'm talking about. But I know how to praise him in the midst of it. Oh, I know how to
in the
praise
midst of
him
it all.
Up,
yes, sir.
In the damn.
In the midst
just,
of
it. I know how to do it.
In the midst of it all.
Yes, sir. If a preacher, minister, teacher, God-loving, fearing person don't have no trial, I beg the difference. How close he really walk away.
I beg the difference. Yes, sir.
I beg the difference.
I beg the difference.
I beg the difference, boy. My brother sent me a text while ago, this and all that other stuff, and then I got dumb. I got stumbled up in the words. You know what I'm talking about? Just thinking about, man, well, hold on, that's great. I was taught at a time like this, Reverend and Brother D, it's prayer time.
It's just prayer time.
Yeah,
so my mother said, Brother D. It's prayer time.
Yeah, so Brother D and Reverend, we're going to do this here. If you're on here and you need prayer, if you're on here and you need prayer, you don't have to say nothing. You can just hit the one button. If you choose, if you want to say something, you can say something. We don't want to lead. We felt the Holy Spirit here. We felt him. We felt him from our heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
We felt him. We feel him in our heart that he's here. We want to. We want to allow the Spirit of God to move right now. If you need prayer, you don't have to say nothing. If you choose to say something, it's good. If not, we want to pray for everybody on this line right now. Right now.
I asked for Brother D. I'm always in the need of prayer. But I would like this morning for me to pray for my city. I live in Chicago, Illinois. And I don't know how much news you guys watch, but the death angel is raping the city of Chicago right now. There's murders on every corner. As I drive up and down these streets, I see one funeral after another. I need prayer more. I'm just a praying person.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Daniel said I ought to pray three times a day. He telling me in words, said, you really should pray more, but I want you to at least do it three times a day. But I need prayer for my city at this time. Because Chicago is in a way right now where you're scared to allow your kids to come on the front porch. Just yesterday morning, I'm looking at the news, two ladies get shot sitting on the porch. Young 8-year-old kid in the house got shot in the arm. Bullet just rode the house. I'm looking at the news this morning. Little kid get shot in the back seat of a car. I mean, it's not a day go by. They done got to the point now where it's mass murders now. It's not even just one. So if there ever been a time, it's truly prayer time now. So in your prayer, my brother, would you please pray for this city of Chicago? Cause it's
yes,
a bad way
yes.
right now.
God bless you, man. Yes. And we know we got to do that. You know, our brothers, he made a appeal for us to lift up Chicago. And we know that's where he stays at, you know. And if it's anybody else want prayer, you know, because, you know, I really believe if you want prayer, all you got to do is say it. If you don't want to say it, do like we normally do. Just wave your hand and we'll pray an intercessive prayer for you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Wayne, I don't know if you want to say anything or not, but you can be you open, though. No. Okay. God, we want to lift up. Okay, all right. Yeah, that's a good one, Doc. We're going to pray for you because we know you're on them highways and byways as well, you know. People drive them trucks, you know. We're going to pray with them. We're going to pray for Chicago and touching the green and all of us on this line. And, Reverend, I know God gave you strength. I know he gave you strength.
Praise
I know he gave you strength.
Yes, sir.
Lord, hey, man, I asked you to I'm like Brother D. I don't never want to be on this kind of line. Don't ask for prayer. I want you to pray for me too. Put me. You don't have to put a special prayer on me, you know, the things in life that he has me doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know all about me.
Yeah.
You know all about me. I don't have no hidden secrets on you. You know all about me.
Mm-hmm.
The present right
Praise
now, I want you to ask, lift him up, put me in your prayer with that, man. I want you to pray for us today. If you don't mind, you know, if nobody else
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
I want to throw my name in the hat, man.
Jesus.
I want to throw my name in the hat, you know. I want to throw my hat. You know, I want you to pray for my things I got to do in life. You know, I'm trying to do something for a short time, and it went longer than I thought, you know, but pray for me, man. Just keep doing what you know.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Oh, I want to thank God. Oh, hallelujah! I've been, Reverend Brian knows some of the things I've been going through. but you know, as I listened to the lesson today, God showed me a blessing that I overlooked. You know, I've been going through it, but I've been thanking God. You know, he had one thing happen to my house, but then along came something else that was awakened with electrical lines that was popping, and the trees was hitting them, and the whole backyard was considered hot. You know, that someone could have been electrocuted. But I didn't realize. I didn't realize to the day, but he stopped the house from catching on fire. And the whole back of when we called a city for them to come and do something about it, the whole house, they said, do not go back after that. We had been out there. My wife even had went to the electrical, the breaker box, and had laid a hand on it, did not realize that it was hot. And that's a miracle within itself, and I didn't realize that until I was listening to the lesson.
The lesson ties right into that. I tell you, we don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, Rick.
It's like it changed my, you know, it changed my way of thinking, and I just want to thank God. And he even blessed again the other night, night before last. My wife always wake up during the night like to use the restroom, and she woke up and we She was just seen in a car driving off from the, from right in front of our driveway, and didn't pay no mind to it. She went looked at the camera, and there was a guy out there trying to do things to my truck. You know, I guess he was trying to find it and see was it open. He messed with the tailgate, messed with the side of it, and but before I went to bed last night, the spirit told me just go outside and, you know, just walk around. You know, just walk around my truck, you know. And I just was a little prayer, and I just, you know, was obedient to it, and I just went just walked around it. But I thought about how he protects us from seen and unseen dangers. You know, and I instead of asking why me, Lord, I just started being thankful, you know, for trials and tribulations. I just learned how to be thankful in spite of, in the midst of, you know, what we go through, because, you know, we have a, we need to have a story to tell. Why should we be on flowery beds of ease when the others have to go through bloody seas? We haven't, not even unto death, you know, strained against, you know, sin, strive against sin. But we need to have a story to tell that in the midst of, you know, yeah. I was going through, I thank God and I praise God and I lift up God because he gave me the strength to bear it. And I was going to ask whoever could I pray, because I was moved upon my heart to pray, and look what God did, you know, because I just want to, not that I think I'm so good, but I just want to tell him thank you. Oh,
yes.
Thank you for even blessing me to have the mindset in regardless.
Yes.
In regardless, he blessing, he's keeping. In the name of Jesus, he is a lot, these lessons that he's blessing us to receive, and he allowing us to be unfolded right before our eyes. God is speaking. God is talking to us. So we need to take heed. And I just want to tell him, thank him, and I love him. Oh, and I thank each one of you. Thank you, Brother D, for telling me that you love me, because I believe that. You know, When you're going through, it's good to hear a loved one tell you that I love you. You know, it gives you strength, you know. I found strength in the love of God, because it takes godly love. Godly love will give strength in the midst of.
That's it.
Just to hear someone say it gives you strength. Hallelujah. That's what I tell him. Thank you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank him for in the midst he's keeping. In the midst of he's keeping. I just, oh, hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for his love. Thank you for, I wasn't able to, you know, yesterday, but the fact that I'm able to get on today and feel, even though I was feeling pretty bad yesterday, but he gave me the strength to get on today. And even though I know I was feeling bad, but I was miserable that I missed yesterday. Oh, but I thank God, because it is what he instilled within us. Hallelujah. And that's why I say I count it as a privilege and a blessing to be able to sit down and commune in his word. It's a privilege. Mm-hmm. And it's even a blessing. So I just want to tell God, thank you. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Some wish they could. Just like yesterday, I wish I could, but I'm trembling and I was trembling so bad I couldn't even hardly talk. I just had strength just to lay down in the name of Jesus. But God made a way in the name of Jesus. He just made a way. I just want to tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I love him in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Won't he do it?
Yes.
No,
every time.
Won't he do it? Man, I didn't know you were such a saint.
Yes.
And we brothers, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Yes,
won't
sir.
He do it? Could have went to Mark. Could have went to Mark this morning.
Yes, sir.
Won't he do it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Won't he do it? Come on with me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Father God, thank you. Father of the universe, hallelujah. Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we come with thanking you, Father. First of all, thanking you for you even making a way that we can come to you. We want to acknowledge, Father God, oh, hallelujah, that your spirit, hallelujah, because of your spirit, oh, we're able to come, hallelujah, because of your spirit, oh, and the freedom that it brings, Father. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to tell you I love you. I thank you. Thank you for, and I want to ask forgiveness for all sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus, and not only for me, Father God, but for other those that have a desire on their heart to ask for forgiveness, Father God. Oh, some things we know of, some things we know not of, but you, as you continue to bring us in remembrance, bless us, Father God, to continue to open our hearts that we may repent, Father God, that our walk may be better with you, our talk may be better with you, that you can give authority, hallelujah, that we can stand boldly and choose you, Father God, and deny ourselves. Oh, hallelujah, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your kindness, Father. Thank you for your love that you've given to us, Father God, that you share, that you've shown to us, Father, and you allow to rain upon us in that year, that you allow us to share it to one another. It's agape love, Father God. Thank you how you allow it to flow from heart to heart and from breast to breast, Father God. You allow it to engulf our entire being that we can't help but love each other and love you, Father. We say thank you. Oh, hallelujah, because of you, because of you made it possible, none that we done, Father God, but you allow us to be vessels. And we said thankful, we're ever joyful, Father God, for every mountain that you brought us through, hallelujah. Oh, for every trial, oh, you've seen us through. We're thankful, Father, for every victory. We realize victory belongs to Jesus. And whatever you're doing in this season, hallelujah. Don't do it without us with your healing, with your anointing, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. If you're allowing the manifestation, conviction of the Holy Spirit to move in someone's heart, that they may say, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to have a closer walk with thee? Let it be, Father God. Let your will be done in our hearts, in our lives. Oh, well, thank you for this journey. Thank you for my trials. Thank you for my tribulations. Thank you for my strength. The strength I only have this strength, it is because you strengthen me. We said thank you. We tell you that we do love you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father, for even giving us a mind to sit down and reason in your word because of you giving us this strength that we can even concentrate as you are consecrating our hearts, our spirits, to be set apart to commune with you. You giving us even the strength to do that, that you can ease these troubled minds of ours in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. We say we thank you and we love you. Thank you for the message today. Thank you for everyone that asked for traveling grace. Bless them to travel back and forth safely. Someone asked prayer for their city. Hallelujah, Father. We ask you to bless. Oh, Father, cover those in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, if it be thy will, oh, steal the hand of the death angel, Father God. If you don't steal it, Father God, bless those that have understanding. in the name of Jesus, that even the lesson was about to bless them to understand what you're doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are waiting to make Jesus their choice. Bless them to get in a hurry, for time is yet winding up. I want to tell you that we do love you. We thank you for every trial, every tribulation, every situation. Hallelujah. We realize that your grace and your mercy is working it out. Continue to work it out. Bless Reverend Brian. Oh, Father God, you know his special needs. Oh, hallelujah. You know, Father God, continue to give him the spirit of endurance. Hallelujah. They may endure us for and cover him. Oh, Father God, we realize that unto the ministers there is allotted to them special grace and mercy. Continue to bless him and keep him, Father God, with mercy and with grace in the name of Jesus. We want to tell you that we do love you. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. We claim it is well with our soul in the name of Jesus. We say thank you. Go on and tell you that we do love you. Every prayer, every supplication within the hearts of everyone that's under the sound of my voice, take care of the special needs, Father God. Some spoke out and some didn't. Some kept it within their hearts, but you know every heart. We ask that you look upon it, Father God, and read the heart, Father God, that it might be well with you. In Jesus' name, hear our prayer, Lord, and we ask that you grant us thy peace. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, we sang this song, we put the song in. It was something you said a long time ago. You said, if we would stay to the benediction.
Oh, right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know we got to get off, but if we stay to the benediction, if we would stay to the benediction.
Mm-hmm.
So if it be God's will, my brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
if it be his will, we'll be back on Monday. If it be his will.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. If it be God's will.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If it be his will, I'm going to say it one more time. If it be his will, on everything that just went forth today, if it be his will, the brother prayed, the reverend prayed, excuse me, the reverend prayed, brother reverend prayed, the testimony went forth, it was appeal, compelled that you come, and it was also a way that you could come in. So we didn't put it out there. So we asked if it be God's will, supposed to be back on Monday. And we're going to do this here. Stay to the benediction. You never know what you might get at the end.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Bible's my plan. Brother. Amen. Amen.
Bible's plan.
Amen.
Stay to the benediction.
Amen.
You know, so thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes
at the benediction, Brother D, that's when most of the time you get the fellowship. At the end of it.
Amen.
With this song.
Yes,
that's
amen.
With this song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where the spirit of the Lord is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There is freedom.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Where the spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, Yeah.